This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Kelim Pei Gimel Mishnah Aleph. We're now on to a different noisei. One of the ways that a klicheres becomes ois klicheres, it doesn't have to break. There could be holes in the klicheres. If the holes are of a certain size that they impede the functioning of the klicheres, then the kli becomes ois kli. Shear klicheres latar, the shear of a nekev in a klicheres that should be nitam to mosoi, it's considered a shvira, is lefi the regular usage of the kli. And then the shiurim are like this. A klicheres that's used for food, shiuroi, bezesim, what's called a piece of food falling out. Lamazanga has a small crumb, a hole, and crumbs fall out. No, that's called it doesn't function anymore. It has to be that a decent sized piece falls out. What's called a decent sized piece? A kazais. Kazais is already an achilla, similar, a piece of a kazais that can fall out at the bottom. That's already nikiv, but even where it's useless. Ha'osel amashkin, if it's used, however, for drinking, for storage of liquid, shiuroi bimashkin, shiur is when liquid drips out. If you have a water pitcher, and there's a little bit of a leakage on the bottom, that's going to render it ice water pitcher. Masha'inkein, if you have a bread box, and it has a little bit of a hole on the bottom, and some crumbs get out, no, it's not ice bread box. The concept is clear. Ha'osui lekach ulekach, something that's made from both, matilin oisei lechumrei bezeisim. You go lahachmir, and it's only broken when it's broken bezeisim, because it still has functionality as a dover ha'osui le'oichlin, even though it can't be used anymore for a mashka. Okay, let's point out a number of important things in this Mishnah. First of all, the Rav says that when a klicheres has a hole that's moitzi kezeisim, Azayis could fall out. So there it's mekabel tuma. What happens if the kli is a big kli that's made for grapefruits? What do I care if it has a hole in it the size of a moitzi zayis? So he says like this. He says, we're talking about where the kli was miyuchid for smaller pieces, and mela, a piece falling out, defeats the purpose. It's always kli. What would be then if he turns around, even though it has a hole that's moitzi zayis, and is miyachid it for big pieces? And that the Rav defines like this. When you have something which is miyuchedes legroigres ulegoizim, which are grada bigger pieces than a zayis, and then the nekev is b'moitzi zayis, the halacha is tahir, because since a piece as big as a zayis falls out, even though you use it for bigger pieces that are bigger, you're going to not use the klicheres anymore. Unless you go back and you miyached the kli for remoinim, which are much bigger than zayisim, so they're ready, that's already moitzi it midday, the nekev is not meaningful. Rishonim point out that this shear is only by klicheres. Kli'eitz, or other types of kelim, which have more of a chshivus be'etzem, even if the shear is kemoitzi zeisim, a person is not misyayish losh on the ravid in hasogas. In kelim, perek yudal it is, the kli'eitz roi letakne ve'enodem perish menu at shinokev kemoitzi rimoin. So the shear over there will always be kemoitzi rimoin, even where it's miyuchid lezeisim. So by klicheres, the shear is kemoitzi zeisim, even where the kli is used for bigger pieces. Even where the kli is used for smaller pieces, the shear is by a bigger nekev when it comes to kli'eitz. That's the zel umazel over there. The next important order over here in pshat is he'osui lemashkin, which we said over simply, but we said over inaccurately, is ha'osu l'mashkin pashtus means where water could drip out. That's where a person would not find the water pitcher effective anymore, is where the water could drip. That's not the halacha. The halacha is that theoretically, even if there's a little bit leakage on the bottom, a person could put a plate underneath. It's not a big deal. The ha'osu l'mashkin is where the shear is big enough that water from the outside will get in. Take a water pitcher. If the crack is big enough, not just enough that it creates moisture on the bottom, a little bit of leakage, but if you would put it into another water pitcher, that water from the other pitcher would get in, that's already a big enough leak that it ends the effectiveness of the kli, and that's mafkiyet midei shekabot. Ha'omnom, that by a gistra, the Rishonim bring over here, and we'll see it later on also, that by a gistra, the shears kim moitzi mashke, why? Because a gistra to start with is not that choshev. So if it's only leftovers of a kli, even though it has a shear, shlatzme over there, the shear of a nekev to be mafkir the shem kli, that'll be less. On the last part of the Mishnah, ha'osa l'kach l'kach, we explained kipashtus, that since it's still ro'i for a shimush, it's used for solid and for liquid, so it's still ro'ilish solid. So then the halacha is that it's not ineffective, it's not ois kli, unless you can't put in solids anymore. L'maisa, when you look at the beginning of Perches and Perktes, we're going to have cases where the other shear is the chumrah. That means when you have an osir lekach u lekach, the chumrah will be considering it a kli until it's nikiv, when it has a small enough nekiv, but it's kekainis mashka, that will be a chumrah, then you're going to go lechumrah that way also. And that's harder to understand. Because at the end of the day, you're trying to figure out, does this kli have an effectiveness anymore? So you say, Lamaisa, it does have an effectiveness because it could still hold on to solids. So why, if it was going l'chumra, would you say, no. Since it lets out the liquid, even though it's used for solids, so it's not a kli. It seems like because of this, the Rash, ubikvois of the Rav, explained not like the way we just said. We just said it could be used for solid. It is used for solid. It is used for liquid. They explain what we're talking about is it's used for soup. So in the soup, this solid and liquid, picture meat with gravy, picture thick vegetable soup with big pieces and liquid. So it's ineffective because it can't be used for what it's miyuchad. Because lamaisa, if you have a bowl that's used for soup, that has pieces, that has liquid, the liquid is dripping out, don't tell me, but it still holds on to the pieces of carrot. Lamaisa, it can't be used for the soup, so it can't be osu lekach. So the vort is not because it could still be used for something. So some of you explained that if an MS, as soon as there's a hole over there, kakonis mashka, so that's called, it lets out liquid, you can't put soup anymore, it's already in this bottle, mitashmishi harishin, that's their raisa. Since lamaisa there are salads in it, and it looks like that's the share of a hole, so chachomu with goizer, that's really only a chumra derabbanan. Lamaisa, the place where the Balei Tosfos talk about is in Zvachim Daf Tzadik Hei, Tzadik Vav. Over there, it's talking about nikivas kli cheres that were used for bishul kachin. So the way we just said is mavur nalashin Tosfos on Daf Tzadik Dalet Amid Beis, Divrei Maskil Loshanu. And Lamaisa, if you look at Tosfos on Daf Tzadik Vav, it sounds fakert. It sounds like there's a tzad that be'emesin, like we pointed out, Lamaisa, since the bowl holds on to pieces of vegetable, so Mel, it has to be Kemoitz Zaysim this year, not Kekonis Mashke. Chazal were Machmir. In those cases, in Perches and Perktes, where in those cases it's a Chumrah to consider it still a Kli until it's Nifsal and Gansin, Chazal were Machmir by those cases. So you could go either way, which one is the Shir Deraisa. Lamaisa, if you look at Tosfos that we just mentioned, on that side of the K, there's definitely a tzad over there in Tosfos that's not what we're talking about. We're not talking about soup. We're talking about pa'omim azoy, like the pashtus of the way we explained. One very important point over here to point out is you look at the Mefarshim, the Al-Yirabba, and the Mishnah Achrayna. The pashtus is that we're talking about a kli, where the hole is on the bottom of the kli, so it can't be used. Let's say you have a big enough kli cheres, where you could effectively fill it up, there's a hole on the top. So you're right, you can't fill up a heaping bowl of soup because on the top there's a hole. So you'll have half a bowl of soup. It's big enough that it's called a kli. What's the problem with the fact that it's a hole on the top? The chur, that should be the pashtus. Lemaisa, you look the Ramban, the Ran, in Chulin, Daf Nun Hei. Because of this point, the Pashtus in the Mishnah doesn't say this. It should be the elementary Hanukkah in the Mishnah that we're talking about a Nikiv on the Tachtus Akli, not the Lamalam Akli. It doesn't sound that way from the Mishnah. So they're understanding that, no, the hole could even be on the top. Ah, Lamaisa, the Kli is perfectly effective. So they're talking about not where the Kli with the hole becomes rendered Ois Roy LeKabal Tum. It's talking about a Kli that already became Tommy. The hole is not to make it ois kli. The hole is to make a maisa shvira. The Olam will remember the yisoid that we pointed out in the previous perek, where Yitochin, according to Rashi, we point out from Rabbeinu Meshulam, a famous Maramachim, where a shvira is a maisa hamatayas, not just that shvira sakli renders it unusable. A maisa shvira is a maisa hamatayas on kli cheres. That being said, the Maaseh Shvira, even on the top, if it's a big enough hole, is a Maaseh Shvira. So that's what we're talking about. But if you're talking about a Kli L'Gabi Roi L'Kabal Tumah, a hole on the top is not relevant. Other Rishonim understand, they bring the Mufarshim, bring that we're talking about where the Kli is Roi. And now it was punctured, now it has a hole. So in the Lechet Chila, that Kli is not considered Roi L'Shimash. Maybe what we're talking about is, some of the Mufarshim said, we're talking about only a Gistro. We're talking about not a Kli that was Sholem Mitchila. Sorry. The Kli was broken. It had a big enough shear that it would be considered still a Kli. Now, even with a hole on the top, it's not Miyuchet anymore for its Shimush. And that's why it's any Roi L'Kabal Tumah. Those are the options of how to understand the Mishnah over here. Mishnah Beis, the regular shear of Nekev in a Kli Cheres, we just had Mishnah Aleph. The stomius is that if you have a Kli that could hold on to different types of, we had before, Rimonim and Groigris and Zesim and Egoizim. The stomius is in the Mishnah Aleph that if the shear is, it has a Nekev Kemoitzi Zesim, despite the fact that it could still be used for bigger Perois, the Moitzi Zesim itself renders it as Kli. That's going to be the third sheet here. But there are two other deus hacholkos. Chovis shiura begregrois divrei Reb Shimon. We're talking here about a chovis. The regilus is a chovis you put in gregrois and also a geizim. So Memela Reb Shimon holds that in order to be a nekev, since the kli generally is used for bigger than a zayis size, the shear is not kemoi to zayis. The shear is begregrois. So Yehuda Oimer be a geizim. Even though it could still be used for Rimonim, once it has a hole, the size of an ego is there, you're not really going to use it. Reb Meir Oimer B'Zesim. Once it can't be used comfortably for a variety, Memela, a person is Mavatlet Meshem Kli, even though it can be used for bigger, and even though the Regilus is used for bigger, but that's it, doesn't have the Shem Kli anymore. And the Yerabba from the Gro would sound like egoism are bigger than Gregor's. But it doesn't sound that way from the Rashi. Tos Yom Tov speaks it out Mufurish, that the shear over here is Badroga, Reb Meir is the Mekel. The middle shita, Shita of Yehuda, is more Machmir. The shita HaYoyse Machmir is Reb Shimon. And the understanding is that Roiv the Shimush, the Rashi brings examples from Sugas HaShas, is that a Chovis is used for Gregus, therefore that makes sense. Reb Yehuda holds Afilohochi Lemaisa, it's not used comfortably for a variety, even though it could still be used for that. And Ramey is even more Mekel. We added a Knetch in Mishnah Aleph that since the Zayis is the stomach d'achil, the Pshas can't hold on to pieces of food. So it's a vort in the stomius of Eichel. So even though there are bigger fruits, but Lamaisa, it's not Roy anymore for Kol Eichel. Tos Yom says he doesn't understand the Machlokes exactly. Also, to compound the difficulty, Rashi and Shabbos Daf Tzadik Vav and Beis is Mufurish that if you had a Kli Miyuchid L'Rimoinim, so then it's not nita until it's nikiv kemoitzi remainim, which is a bigger size. That means if you have a kli miyuchid for remainim, it needs the size of its functionality. So why don't you say the same thing by a gregus, a goizim, zesim? Maybe the word is that since the stomach the chavis, the way the Rash shows from Sugis HaShas, is for gregus, so then that becomes the stomach the shir. That's how we understand shittis. Shitzub Shimon. Reb Yehuda and Reb Meir Mechadish this word that a stomach de chovis also have shimush of egoizim, and like we said, Zesim has a certain chshivus because that's a shear of oichel. Rimoinim is already something that's not usual. A kli that's mishamish for rimoinim is something that's used for larger size. So there you already were moitzi it miyad the regular kli. So there, in order to make it ice kli, it has to have the unusual, it has to have a nekev kidei rimoinim. But that's a general kibbutz. The fascinating Mar Mokum over here that's worth saying over. The Rav, the Tosis Yom Tov, comes from the Rambam, Paskins in this Machlokes like a Yehuda. Why? The Tosis Yom Tov says, because we have a clown, Shaf, the Loch is like a Yehuda over Reb Shimon and Reb Meir. Whenever you have Machlokes in these three Tanoim, the Loch is like a Yehuda. They bring a Raya over here, the Tos Yom Tov is Mitzayin, it's not like Marik. Marik says something very, very interesting. He says that all these the halachas that we have klolim to Paskin, like Reb Yochanan, over Reb Shlokish, Reb Yehuda, over Reb Meir and Reb Shimon, is all halachas that are noig bizman hazeh. Not halachas that are not noig bizman hazeh. Kiv Ego over here brings also a Magen Avrom That's Mitzayin Legabi Tosin Zvokin. Also not a Geb is Manazah. So Rabbi Chanan and Kev Chum Bava Basa Tov Tzadik Tes explains, what's the Machlokes? Machlokes like this. Did Chazal have a klal that we accept Rabbi Yehuda as the more authoritative psak? Be'etzem, we hold his right? Or we nemdon that Rabbi Yehuda is namitius whenever there's a machlokes? Or no. Has nothing to do with what's right or wrong in the sugya. It has to do with who's the poisik that we're going to follow halacha l'maisa. So for whatever reason, Chazal decided to define Rabbi Yehuda as the poisik achron amongst these tanoim, who, by the way, are the talmidim, gedolei talmidim of Rabbi Kiv. Rabbi Yehuda is the bas samcha in psak halacha. In psak halacha means what's negeta halacha l'maisa. So something that's not negeta halacha l'maisa, you don't have that klal. That's the machlokes here. Now the Mishnah continues. Halafos vakdera. Lafos, we said, is really called an alfis, which is a frying pan. Kdera is a regular pot. These are kelim that are used for cooking food. Shiuron bezesim. So this is really the thing that we had before in the Mishnah. They use for eichel amashkid together. The shiur is kemaitzi zesim. Hapach vahatvi shiuron b'shemen. Hapach we all remember from the Chanukah story. Hapach shemen. Yaakov Avinu was chozel apachim ketanim. It's a common kli bimei chazal, but it's something with a wider spout. Tfi miloshin tipin is also something that's used for shemen, but it dribbles out a little by a little bit. That's why it's called a tfi. The shiuron is b'shemen, which means is the size that shemen could be nichnas b'toche, koine shemen. Same way we pointed out before, by water, by a water pitcher. It's not kemoitzi mayim, because you can put something underneath that can contain the whatever leaks out. But what the shear is kekoinis mayim. Over here also it's kekoinis shemen. The atzar tzur, we had a tzar tzur before, it's a pitcher for water, or to pour water on something. And it has a cover which has holes in it. Shiuroi in the kli itself b'mayim. Again, not kemoitzi mayim, kekoinis mayim. Reb Shimon Omer shloshton these three things. L'chayu he's going on pach tvi and tzartzor. All three of them bizarroinim. And it has to do not with the liquid in question, either shemen or mayim coming into the kli, but it has to do with zaroinim, seeds. Makesha. What the Mefarshim says like this. Roiv of the Shimush of these three kelim is for water or shemen. Therefore the shir is kekoinis mayim or shemen. Reb Shimon says once in a while, miut ha-shimush they would use for zareinim, for seeds. Seeds are bigger than liquid. So we're talking over here about the size of a seed. Not kekoinis zareinim, but kemoitzi zareinim. Confusion lost in the Mishnah. Now it's a pella, all the Mefarshim Tumul over here is then the shir of Kekoinis Shem and Kekoinis Mayim. You would ask any of us, we would say that Kekoinis Shemen needs a bigger hole because Shemen is thicker than water. So water is easier to get out and in. For some reason, you look at the Rav, the Rash, the Rosh, they learn that the shir of Kekoinis Shemen is smaller than Kekoinis Mayim, Tzapela. Mefarshim G'daylam U'Ketanim from the Melech HaShlem and down all ask. They have a Yerushalmi Mufurish. That's what it sounds like. Shver Maisa. Nobody understands the Metzias. Maybe somehow the Kekoinis is different than a Kemoitzi. The Kemoitzi Zicha, water dribbling out, needs less of a crack than Shemen, but somehow absorbing? Not clear. Mishnah continues, Ner Shi'uroi B'Shemen. A Ner, most of its usage, a Ner that's made out of Cheres, was used for Shemen. So therefore it has to be Kekoinis Shemen. Reb Lazar Oimer B'Pruta Ketana. It's a Chiddush. Again, a miut shimush was to put in coins into this cheres. Maybe it was a good hiding place. So because of that, the hole's going to have to be a lot bigger. L'chumra, because of miut shimush. Reb Lezer sounds similar to what we just had from Reb Shimon, legabe yayin v'shemen and zaroinim. Ner shenitol piv. Again, a ner which you use for a wick with oil. The edge of it, the chelik that's machzik sapsilo was cracked off. The shaladoma is a ner that's not a finished product because it wasn't put into an oven and hardened. Shehusak piv, that lamaisa was heated up Bapsilo Tohor. What does this mean? Mishnah puts in, once we discuss the Ner Shenitl Piv, the Iker of where you put in the Psilo, the place where the wick goes in, is broken off. It's not functional anymore, so it's Tohor. So Shel Adoma is saying like this. Kli Adoma means it's not a final earthenware product. So it's not a Kabbal Tumah at all. What would you say if the Kli itself is not hardened, but the Piv, which is the functional part, was Nisraf, and it was hardened? So then maybe it turns into a Kli. So the Mishnah says no, that Be'etzem it Shel Adoma, the fact that if the Piv is taken off, it breaks, because that makes it dysfunctional, doesn't take away from the fact that the Etzem Kli is the Ner, the entirety of the Ner Cheres, with the Piv. So if the Ner Cheres is not hardened, only the Piv is hardened, that doesn't make it Royal Kabbal Tumah.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.